Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Bruins may be the most talked about sports news in town today, but in the world of medicine and health, the most talked about news of the day by far is Angelina Jolie.
In today's New York Times, Jolie revealed that she recently chose to have a double mastectomy.
She's 37. Her mother died of cancer at the age of 56, and Jolie also revealed that she has tested positive for BRCA1, a gene linked to a dramatically higher risk of breast cancer.
So in order to reduce her risk, Jolie opted to have a double mastectomy, followed by breast reconstruction surgery. In her Times op-ed, she writes, "I do not feel any less of a woman. I feel empowered that I made a strong choice that in no way diminishes my femininity."
Joining us now is Kerry Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Kerry, good to see you.
You too, Meghna.
Also with us is Sharon Bober. She's the founder and director of the Sexual Health Program at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Let me start with you, Sharon. How significant is this news that Angelina Jolie has chosen to have a prophylactic double mastectomy?
I think this is big news, Meghna. I think this is a very powerful statement that she's gone public on to get the word out that women can have prophylactic mastectomy in order to potentially save their life. She's taken something that's been kind of in the closet for many women for a long time, and to put it out there publicly is a very big deal.
And especially for someone in her line of work where her physicality is so much mm-hmm. of what informs what she does. But let me ask you, what difference do you think it's going to make for women who, say, you counsel or see?
I think for many women who carry a genetic mutation, which puts them at very high risk for both breast and ovarian cancer, one of the reasons that women may not choose preventive surgery is they are worried about the outcome. They're worried about how they're going to feel. They may be worried about potential side effects. And people don't really talk about that a lot, so that might be one of the barriers that keeps them from sort of moving ahead toward taking this kind of action. Being able to read someone's story like this, especially someone like Angelina, who, again, obviously cares very much about quality of life in terms of what she looks like and how she feels, I think this can really be powerful and freeing, that you can still feel beautiful and healthy and vibrant even when you have this kind of surgery.
And Sharon, I know that some women worry about taking flack for this decision, actually, that people will say to them, like, you're crazy, how can you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think
mm-hmm.
this will change that at all?
I do. I mean, I think Angelina's editorial made a very cogent argument for why taking this kind of step just makes sense. You know, when a woman has seen, whether it's a sort of a mother or sister or aunt, die of breast or ovarian cancer at a young age, I think her mother died in her 50s, and when you know that you carry a mutation that puts you at very high risk. I mean, we're talking about way more than the average woman, anywhere from 30 to 80% potential lifetime risk of getting a potentially lethal cancer. It's not a crazy decision to do something to actually prevent getting cancer. You know, there really is no other option to prevent breast cancer. We do lots of screening, but that's not the same thing as prevention.
In fact, as Angelina Jolie writes in her New York Times op-ed, she says now that her chances of developing breast cancer have dropped from 87% in her case to under 5%, so a significant mm-hmm. reduction. Mm-hmm. Kerry, tell us a little bit more about this gene that Jolie says that she has, BRCA1.
Right. So there are actually two particularly well-known genes like this. BR stands for breast, CA stands for cancer, breast cancer genes. They've been known for at least a couple of decades, and they do dramatically raise a woman's chances of getting breast or ovarian cancer. They are tumor suppressor genes. So basically, if you have a mutation in them, that would mean that they're not as good at sort of fixing up and keeping your DNA stable. Mm-hmm. So it's more likely to develop cancer.
Sharon Bober, I'm curious. People have been universally applauding Jolie for making public her decision to do this. And I applaud her as well. But she's a unique figure. Mm. And she's wealthy. She has an incredible support system. She can purchase any support she needs. I'm wondering, I mean, she writes about how her recovery after this major surgery was rather quick. I mean, is that the experience of most women who may not be able to take off work indefinitely or get the kind of at-home medical assistance that someone like Angelina Jolie could?
You know, it's a really good question. There was a time when people might have been worried, does, for example, insurance cover preventive surgery, or are there supports available? I think that for most women who elect for this procedure, there actually are a variety of supports available. Certainly, the options for surgery are wide and varied. It sounds like Angelina had essentially implants. There are a number of different kinds of surgeries available for reconstruction, including surgeries that allow women to use their own tissue to reconstruct breasts. And although it certainly is a big surgery, it is not necessarily debilitating. It's a surgery that women sort of bounce back from and actually feel well relatively quickly. You know, this is not something that is going to put someone on disability for months at a time. In terms of the other kinds of supports out there, whether it's for guidance with insurance, whether it's for emotional support, there are a number of organizations now like FORCE, which is a very large advocacy group for women with hereditary breast and ovarian cancer genes. There actually are a number of resources that women can access to give them both advice and support about how to navigate this kind of thing.
But just to be clear, Sharon Bober, this is an elective surgery, so is it covered by insurance?
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, it's interesting. This is not cosmetic surgery. When I say elective, meaning that a woman is choosing to do this, but it is very much considered medically significant, and it is absolutely covered.
Although, if I'm not mistaken, getting the testing to find out whether you have one of these BRCA genes may not be covered if you're not already considered at high risk. In other words, having a strong history of cancer in your family.
I think that's true. You mean if somebody were just to say, I just want to go get a test for a genetic mutation. Is that what you mean, Carrie?
Right. Like, oh, I just heard about Angelina Jolie. Huh, I wonder if I have that. I'd like to go get tested.
Right. I think if a woman is wondering about this, the first thing to do would be to speak with her doctor.
Angelina Jolie, in her op-ed, wrote that breast cancer kills 458,000 or so people per year, according to the WHO, mainly in low and middle income countries, and that the cost for testing for the BRCA1 and 2 genes still is more than $3,000 in the United States, and that remains an obstacle for many women.
There are many barriers for optimal health care in this country for many people. This is a sort of one of the things on that list. But there are also resources to help women dealing with that.
And Meghna, actually, my Common Health co-host, Rachel Zimmerman, has put up a post about this today, and it includes a comment from Nina Manelson, who's a health and nutrition coach in Cambridge and herself had a prophylactic double mastectomy 5 years ago. She writes that she especially appreciates when someone like Angelina Jolie, who's such a major public figure, speaks her truth, and because she has such a large platform, she'll probably reach and educate more people in a day about BRCA than the medical community has in the last 10 years.
Interesting. Well, Sharon Bober is an assistant professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and the founder and director of the Sexual Health Program at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Sharon Bober, thank you so much for your time.
Take care.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, thank you as well.
My pleasure, Meghna.
And listeners, there's more information about Angelina Jolie's announcement today and links to that website that Sharon Bober mentioned, all at our website, radioboston.org.
Still to come, Aereo, a new way to watch TV cable-free, is coming to Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.